Hello, everyone, and happy Thursday evening to all you fine folks out there in Raider Land. Adam McDonald and Jake Ricker with you live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network. Coming to you from hot and sunny Jupiter, Florida, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Set of tonight's Florida State League ball game between the visiting St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Palm Beach Cardinals, who are the single-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Tonight, we have game three of a six-game series for you, with first pitch coming up at 6:30. And for the Mets, they are trying to avoid some infamy tonight. They have lost 10 straight home road games. If they lose an 11th straight, that will tie a franchise record. Mets have also lost 11 straight games overall. That is tied for the third longest streak in franchise history. Jake, many times during this streak, the Mets have been oh so close to winning games. They've lost five of these 11 games by one run, and last night made the most painful of all. Up 1-0, one out, bottom nine, and it's a two-run homer for Chase Atkinson, a real stunner, as Palm Beach won 2-1.
That's been the big thing throughout this losing streak for the Mets is that, yes, they are on one of the longest losing streak of the season, but they've been right there. They've been so close. They've lost so many games by just one run. They're definitely doing some things wrong that they need to try and correct and get better at, but they've had a lot of things just not go their way that's out of their control and unfortunate, but a chance again tonight to try and right that ship and get things back on track. And it's the only thing you can do. Take this one game at a time and try to get that first win and then focus on the rest of the season.
That was such a brilliant pitching performance yesterday. Wasted Cade Morris, 7 shutout innings, no walks, 6 strikeouts. Zach Thornton looked fairly in command there in the 8th inning. Just a dribbling single to lead off the 9th. Got the next man, and then boom, one swing of the stick, and it was all over with. And you get the feeling that the Mets are just snake-bitten right now, maybe a little cursed. And there's only one thing to do, try to win a game and get out of it. After all, this is just game number 36 of the season, and there's 132 games total. So a long way to go in the year, and the Mets will try to snap this losing streak right here tonight. They come into the game with a 12-23 record. They were 12-12 at one point 2 weeks ago. Palm Beach is 20-15. Taking a look at the standings in the FSL East Division, Jupiter 22-13 lost yesterday, so Palm Beach gained a game. Cardinals 20-15, 2 games back. Daytona rained out yesterday, is 18-16, 3.5 back, although Daytona has a chance to win a game. They are right now in a lead in a doubleheader game, one against Clearwater, and the Mets at 12-23 are 10 games out of first place. In the West Division, Clearwater 23-11, a half-game lead over Lakeland, which is 23-12. Bradenton saw the end of its 11-game winning streak yesterday. The Marauders are now 16-19, 7.5 out. Dunedin 15-20, Fort Myers 14-21, Tampa 11-24, the worst record in the FSL, but now just one game behind the Mets. Games around the Florida State League today, as I mentioned, Daytona and Clearwater playing a doubleheader. Daytona leads 8-5 in the bottom of the 6th in Game 1, a high-scoring affair. Game 2 will commence about 35 minutes after the conclusion of Game 1. The other games, all at 6:30. Jupiter at Dunedin, that series tied one game apiece. Fort Myers at Lakeland, that series is 1-1. And Bradenton at Tampa, that is also a 1-1 series tie. Take a short break here on the St. Lucie Mets pregame show. When we come back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, we'll have the starting pitching matchup and the lineups for tonight's game between the Mets and the Cardinals.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Pre-game show rolls on here from Jupiter, Florida. Thought it might be a 50-50 rain chance tonight, but good news, weather all clear. It's just hot, partly cloudy. Should be good to go for 9 uninterrupted innings tonight. We're under 5 minutes away from scheduled first pitch. Mets warming up down the left field line, Palm Beach down the right side. All the teams continue to get ready. Let's take a look at today's starting pitching matchup for the Mets. It's right-hander Ernesto Mercedes, a 20-year-old from Pimentel in the Dominican Republic, making his 8th appearance in his 3rd start. He's 0-3 with a 4.9 ERA. Starting pitcher for Palm Beach, right-hander Jason Savakul, 21 years old from Syracuse, New York. He was a Cardinals 6th-round pick last year out of University of Maryland. This will be his 6th game. He's 1-1 with a high 5.91 ERA, 17 strikeouts in 21 innings.
Yeah, Savakul having an okay year, as you mentioned, Adam, with the 5.91 ERA and 17 strikeouts. So the Mets looking to try and take advantage there offensively and get some hits going early. But the big thing is going to be Ernesto Mercedes, who's got a 4.29 ERA and 35 strikeouts. He's got some great stuff. He can really pitch well. We've seen him this year get off to these hot starts, but he's had some trouble with the walks and wild pitches. If he can keep that ball over the plate, he should be in for a great outing that could really help the Mets get out of this funk.
Yeah, Mercedes got a chance with a good strikeout performance to rise into the top 3 in the league in strikeouts. He had that game in Daytona a few weeks ago with 10 strikeouts in just 4 innings. The lineups will start with the Mets. Boston Barrow is going to lead off and play short as Marco Vargas gets the day of rest. Jesus Baez in his 15-game hitting streak. Matt second, he's the DH. Jairo Cuevas on a hot streak. He's up to 3rd in the lineup playing first. Jose Hernandez will catch and hit cleanup. Colin Houck had the Mets' lone RBI yesterday, bats 5th. He's at 3rd. Starlin Mercado gets his first action of the series. He's in right field, batting 6th. Kevin Villavicencio up to 7th in the lineup. He's in left. Donovan Antonio makes his first appearance of the week. He's in center. And Diego Mosquera will bat 9th. He's at 2nd base. For Palm Beach, taking the field right now, we will pause, come back with their defense after the anthem, and then we will have first pitch on this hot Thursday night in Jupiter, Florida, game 3 of a 6-game set for the Mets and the Cardinals.
Yeah.
And with that, it's go time for the Mets and the Cardinals. Game three of this six-game series. Game three out of 24 scheduled games this season for these two teams. Cardinals lead the current series 2-0. That's also 2-6 here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. They dropped 4-6 against the Jupiter Hammerheads first full week of the season. Defensively for the Cardinals, it will be Savakul and Chase Atkinson, the battery. Atkinson with the two-run homer to win it last night in the ninth. Ross Friedrich plays first. Trey Richardson, the third, is at second. John Frank Salazar at the hot corner. Miguel Villarroel, the shortstop, in the outfield. In left, Luis Pino gets his first start of the week. Jose Cordova's in center. And Braden Joubert, the Cajun, is in right field. Cardinals going with their home whites, which they won 7-3 in on Tuesday. Mets going to stick in the road grays, which they lost in yesterday. Mets in the gray jerseys this year, 3-10, but just 1-7 in the orange. So they've tried to stay away from those as much as possible. Savakul completing his final few warm-up pitches. He will face Boston Barrow, Jesus Baez, and Jairo Cuevas to start the night. Mets offense kind of quiet. He scored a run in the 7th, 8th, and 9th on Tuesday, and of course just one run in the 4th inning yesterday. They had a big chance with the bases loaded and no outs in the 7th to break the game open. Couldn't scratch across a run and paid a dear price for that in the bitter end. Final warm-up pitch thrown down by the catcher Atkinson, and we're ready to go. Late crowd on this thirsty Thursday at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. I'm sure there'll be a hearty bunch. Home plate umpire Cameron Jones signals for the first pitch. Here it comes from Savakul, and it's swung on and driven into deep center field by Barrow, but it looks like Cordova's going to catch up. He will. Ranging back, reaches over his head and pulls it down. Solid contact from Barrow, but he could not get it over the center fielder's head to drop. First pitch, 6:33. It's 86 degrees and partly cloudy tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Jesus Baez next. 15-game hitting streak on the line. Ground ball deep to third, foul. That starting pitcher, Ernesto Mercedes, was still warming up as that first pitch was delivered. So the high five line down in the bullpen, ground ball interrupted that. Pop up, left side, foul territory. Shedding the mask is Atkinson. He's out of room. It's into the second row. Baez will live to see another pitch. Baez yesterday, a single in the fourth to extend the hit streak to 15 games. A remarkable streak. It's kind of crazy to think the Mets have a hitter on a 15-game hitting streak during a team 11-game losing streak. How does that happen? Pitch is in the dirt. Usually you got a hitter that hot. Sneak in some victories, but just added to the oddity of baseball.
And credit to Baez, who's been really good over this streak, picking his pitches, knowing when to swing and when not to swing. He's been really efficient at the plate.
He flies this deep into left field. Going back is Pino at the track, jumps up, and makes the catch. Baez falls just a few feet short of his fifth home run and a 16-game hitting streak. Took it to the back of the track. Ballpark would have held it, even if Pino could not make the catch, but he made a little leap just short of the wall. Two well-struck balls here from Barrow and Baez. Nothing to show for it. It's reminiscent of the early goings on Tuesday against Salas, who then started to really mow through the Mets. Savakul throws a ball low to Cuevas. He's on a nice hitting streak of his own. Five-gamer. Got a hit yesterday. Take care of that. He takes this pitch for a ball. It's 2-0. No score, two outs. Nobody on base for the St. Lucie Mets in the first inning. Swing and a miss on a slider. Hard slider. Cuevas, during this five-game hitting streak, is 9-for-19 with four doubles. Time called by Cuevas, so guy who normally hit the bottom half of the order, but boosted up to 3 now. Swinging the hot stick. 2-1 pitch. Changeup missed. Close. We do have the automated ball strike system calling all the pitches tonight. Cam Jones just relaying what he hears in the earpiece. Savakul delivers the 3-1, and it swung on and missed. Good sinker, and the count will run full. Savakul, 21 years old, a righty from the University of Maryland, a 6th-round pick last year by St. Louis. Ground ball foul. He's had not the best start to the season. And this month has given up 10 hits and 7 runs in 10 innings with 8 walks and only 4 strikeouts. 3-2 pitches, spoiled foul. It's the opposite of yesterday's starter, Darlin Saladin, who came into yesterday's game with 12 shutout innings in May. 3-2 pitch, high ball 4. Fastball, the front side flying wide open. Cuevas will take his base. 1 out, 2 outs here in the first inning.
Really nice job by Cuevas to fight off a couple of those pitches and extend his at-bat and pick up a walk to keep the inning going and give the Mets an opportunity here late in the first.
Jose Hernandez is next. Did not play, did play yesterday. Went 1 for 3, the single and a walk in his final 2 plate appearances. Takes one inside. It's hard to keep track of all the Hernandezes in this series. Yesterday we had 3 going. Ronald, Jose for the Mets, and Sammy for the Cardinals. Start referring them to by their first names. Hernandez takes a ball low. 2 balls and no strikes. And Savakul wants a new baseball. I'm sure that's the problem. And nothing else.
Those pitchers can be very peculiar about their baseball. Want to make sure it's all good to go and that their pitches are hitting the spots they want them to.
2-0 pitch. Check swing. Doesn't matter. It's a called strike. Sinker at 90. 2 outs. Runner on first. No score in the top of the first. Clouds starting to roll in. They don't look threatening. Fastball is popped up by Hernandez into left field. A late charge by Pino still coming on, and he makes the underhand catch. Oh, a near disaster in shallow left center field. Not sure what took Pino so long to get there. He nearly collided with Cordoba. But the inning is over. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man stranded. When we come back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, Ernesto Mercedes makes the start for St. Lucie.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast, and new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker back with you on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network. Thanks for joining us this evening. Warm and partly cloudy. No rain. Mets trying to snap a 11-game losing streak. They turn to Ernesto Mercedes, has great talent, great stuff, but sometimes, a lot of times, not sure exactly where it's going. So we're right along with the ride with him as this pitch misses high at 92 to Alan Trey Page. Page, the DH, left-handed hitter. Squares to bunt, pulls back and takes it low. That'll draw the interest of Boston Barrow, who is basically playing shortstop. Mets put the shift on the lefty hitter. Mercedes 2-0 pitch. This low for ball three. Page 1-for-4 with a two-run double in the opener. Basically ended the game there with that hit late. 3-0 pitch over for a strike. Fastball at 93. Mercedes peers over his mitt, 3-1 pitch, a ground ball, deflects off of his glove, out to second. Vivasencio, sidewinding throw, safe. Oh, what a close play. Mets did all they could. Mercedes deflecting it out to second. Just couldn't quite get it.
It's a really nice play by Mosquera, who had to come in off the deflection, pick that up, and then make an awkward throw coming across his body to first. Did a great job of it, and Cuevas made a nice job, did a nice job of holding the bag, but just wasn't in time.
Well, the deflection by Mercedes gave Mosquera a chance. I think that was going to be through for a hit if it did not hit the glove. Add it to the list, Jake. Things that just don't seem to go the St. Lucie Mets way. Oh, right call, by the way. Right call. And Reggie Webb, base umpire, had that one right. 1-0. Fastball pop foul and out of play by John Frank Salazar. John Frank, all one word. Batting second in all three games so far in this series. He's 3-for-6 with 3 walks on the week, so I'm surprised to find him right there again. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball, and it's 1-2. Time called by Salazar. Well, it was good to see that Mercedes, hey, he at least put it over the plate, did not walk Page. Yesterday the Mets made it through 8 1/3 innings without a free pass. I love those no-walk games. Not as rare as they were, used to be. A 1-2 pitch, line drive out of play, deflected a high fastball at 94. No score, nobody out, runner on first, in the home first. Mercedes a quick peek to first base. Comes inside and, ooh, we hit Salazar. Now, for all of Mercedes' troubles with location this year, that's his first hit batter.
Yeah, that's been good, at least not hitting guys, but it's still been that same kind of issue where he hasn't been able to have that control when those pitches just get away from him. This one happening to hit Salazar. Hopefully he can rein it in. That's been his biggest issue all season.
And 21 innings, 21 walks, and 9 wild pitches, but no hit batters. That felt very odd. And he finally plunks one in. Here come the Cardinals, first and second, no outs. Villarreal takes a pitch right in there. So some work to do here for Mercedes. Mets starting pitching in the series, 2 games in, by and large, good. 0-1 pitch, good slider for strike two. I mean, Cade Morris, 7 shutout innings, no walks. 6 strikeouts yesterday. Franklin Gomez pitched better than his final line on Tuesday. Villarreal waits on the 0-2. Breaking ball off the plate. A balk has been called.
Well, Adam, you can add it to that list again of things going wrong for the Mets. Last thing they needed, moving two runners into scoring position now with nobody out.
That's the third balk of the season for Mercedes. They hit a batter, balked, and the infield single. Infield stays back, pitches in the dirt on appeal. Check swing, did he go? No. Hernandez applying the tag to the leg of Villarreal, hoping. The Mets were in a similar spot in a game last week in Bradenton. Runner on third in the first inning, no outs. They played the infield in. Didn't work out well. Spiral to a big inning. They're going to play back, just hoping to get an out. Get Mercedes on his way. Swing and a miss on the slider. Now, Villarreal chased way out of the zone. And that's a key first out. And now we will see if the Mets will change their tune defensively. Maybe come in. Doesn't look like it. They'll stay back. Oh, look at this guy, Chase Atkinson, last night's villain. Extending the Mets losing streak to 11 games with the one out, two run homer. Slider in the dirt, ball one. Atkinson signed post draft out of Oklahoma State last year. Home run, of course, was his first. Of course. Saved it for a heck of a time. Pitch in the dirt. Well, the previous game he hit into a double play, Jake, and I think I said early in that at bat yesterday, well, maybe he'll hit into a double play to end the game. Well, he ended the game all right. It was not with the double play.
Not the double play. Wrong way to end the game.
Mercedes trying to be careful. 2-0 pitch. Ground ball, first base. Cuevas boots it, picks it up, steps on first, and gets the out. It was extremely hard hit. He was playing back, so even if he gloves that cleanly, that would be a long throw home. Runner at third base, Page going on contact. I think it's maybe a good thing that he knocked it down, but didn't get it cleanly. That forced him to take the out at first base. So Atkinson retired, Page in. It's 1-0 Palm Beach.
That one came off at 99.2 miles an hour. That's a tough ball to knock down. Cuevas did a good job of that. I think the Mets will gladly trade the run at this point with the way things have been going in this streak.
And think about if Cuevas was playing in that ball was hit. He probably doesn't even get a chance to knock it down. Probably into right field for a two-run hit. Instead, he knocks it down, gets the out. The other runner, Salazar, winds up at third. Cordoba just fouled off the first pitch. And the second one goes to the backstop. And we have a play at the plate. Mercedes gets the tag down. Got him. Oh, it's turning into the St. Lucie Mets' favor. He threw a wild pitch to the backstop. It kicked right to Jose Hernandez, who threw back to Mercedes at the plate. And he tags out Salazar. No wild pitch. And it's 1-0 Palm Beach. But it's not 2-0. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Oh, what a range of emotions in that inning. Maybe it's starting to turn in the Mets' favor. Ernesto Mercedes, agonizingly close to a 10th wild pitch this year, corked one to the backstop with a runner at third, but the backstop is friendly. Kicks right to the Mets catcher, who pivots, throws to Mercedes covering the plate. Ground ball foul by Houck, and the Mets nail Salazar at home. Certainly the Mets have seen the ballparks go against them a couple of the games recently, yielding ground rule doubles instead of staying in the park, taking runs off the board. Check swing, and on appeal, Reggie Webb said that Houck did go around. It's nothing in two. Things that make you believe, Jake. Palm Beach still got a run in the end.
That just goes to show you got to be alert at all times, waiting for that ball.
Houck takes a call third strike on a good slider. ABS liked it. Now he's caught looking to lead off the second. Now, look, that inning did not all go right for the Mets. I mean, there was a hit batter and a balk.
You take the little things.
You do.
When you're in a long losing streak, 11-game losing streak.
Starling Mercado at the plate, first appearance of the week. Fouls one away to the left. And that one's into the stands. It's right around a cluster of folks. Nobody can make a play. Mercado hitting 196, couple of home runs and 9 driven in. Pitch is high, a ball and a strike. Fastball clips the inside corner, like a cutter, 88. Savakul with the leg kick pause, throws one by Mercado at 91. Back-to-back strikeouts for Savakul in the second. Maybe that hesitation move had Mercado out of sync.
Savakul heating up a little bit here. Two back-to-back strikeouts, trying to go for the perfect inning.
Face Villavicencio. First pitch slider. Strike one. Villavicencio yesterday, a bunt single in his first at-bat, and 1-for-4 total. Next pitch, fastball, tails too far inside. Mets, when the opponent scores first, are just 3-12, including 1-7 on the road. Mets have scored first on the road more times than they have not. Either way, it's not worked out well.
At least this one comes early in the game, so still a lot. It's only a one-run deficit, a lot of time to try and bounce back.
2-1 pitch, and Villavicencio bunts it and runs into it. But apparently it was foul first. The Cardinals trying to sell that as he ran into it in fair territory and should be out on interference. No. Just a foul strike. It was close. Two pitch from Savakul, and it's singled into center field. Good whack by Villavicencio. The Mets have their first hit of the night. Two out single.
Nice job by Villavicencio just to drive that one up right back up the middle, right where it came from. He was able to stay alive at a count where he was down early. And again, the Mets keep the inning alive to try and get something going.
He's now on a 4-game hit streak. The inning will continue for Donovan Antonia. First game of the week, first pitch, he takes low. And we got Baez on the 15-gamer, but there are also some other good hit streaks going right now. I mean, Cuevas has 5. Ronald Hernandez 4, Mercado has a five-gamer going. Vargas has a five-gamer going. He's not in the lineup tonight. Villavicencio with four. Check swing. Jose Hernandez with three. Boston Barrow with a three-game hit streak. So that's, despite scoring just four runs in the first two games in the series, they're getting their share of hits. Fastball outside.
Maybe all those guys just need to bat back to back to back. They can string together a couple of hits. Maybe that's what's been holding them back a little bit here.
2-0 count on Antonia. Breaking ball backs in for a strike. Well, on Tuesday, Mets lost 7-3. Eight of the nine in the order had a hit, but there were no multi-games. That's a lot of just one hits scattered throughout the contest. 2-1 pitch. Antonia takes this spiked fastball low, and Savakul spins himself around like a top. Three balls and a strike. Yesterday, the Mets hit Palm Beach 8-7.
The Tuesday game, they had six doubles as well, which not many of them back-to-back.
Antonia fouls this pitch off, and it catches the catcher Atkinson, and he's going to need a minute.
He'll feel that one in the morning. Never feels good to get hit by those balls coming in quickly.
It looked like maybe rattled off the thigh. Catcher's gear doesn't protect everything. Full count on Antonia, which means Villavicencio at first will be running. That's down a run in the second inning. Savakul set, payoff pitch. Taken for ball four. Another borderline pitch that ABS calls a ball. And after Savakul struck out the first two, Villavicencio and Antonia are standing on second and first respectively. And Diego Mosquera will come to the plate with a chance to tie this game.
Two out rallies. We've seen it hurt the Mets before. Now the Mets, we've seen it help the Mets as well. And they can try to do it again here. Pick up one, at least one base hit and potentially tie this game.
Mosquera takes a fastball right in there. Might not see a better pitch in this at-bat. Now, Villavicencio, good speed out there at second. Running on contact has a real good chance to score on any hit to the outfield. 0-1 foul tipped at home plate. And Mosquera is behind nothing and two. Mosquera batting 194 on the year. No home runs, nine driven in. Of course, batting ninth most nights. Not a lot of RBI opportunities. Savakul set for the 0-2. And he gets a swing and a miss on the pitch in the dirt. Throw down to first complete by Atkinson. And the inning is over. Three strikeouts for Savakul. The Mets strand two. Palm Beach remains up 1-0. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucimets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit because I walk in the dark to my bus stop. I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Ernesto Mercedes back to work in the second, a wild first inning. Featured a hit, a run, a hit batter, a balk, and an out at home plate on a ball thrown to the backstop. All told, it was 19 pitches, 10 strikes. He'll face Cordoba again and gets the first pitch foul ball off to the Mets dugout left side.
Cordoba batting 254 has been a little bit of a thorn in St. Lucie's side in this series. Had a couple nice catches on Tuesday and set a couple of hits to drive in some runs.
Fouls one off himself here, front foot, and it's 0-2. Batted lead off the first two games of the series. Now dropping down to the fifth spot as Gary Kendall maneuvers the lineup. Happens a lot this level. Mercedes, the 0-2 pitch. Fastball grounded out to Barrow at short. Boston scoops and throws for the first out. Easy does it. Mets defense tonight. Hauk at third, Barrow at short, Mosquera at second, Cuevas at first, Vicencio in left, Antonia in center, Mercado in right. Jose Hernandez doing the catching. Night off for Ronald Hernandez. Ross Friedrich from Army at the plate. Signed post-draft. Immediately join Palm Beach in a July series at Clover Park. No one pitch. Change up outside. Robbie the Redbird, Cardinals mascot, running around here. Grabbing people's hats, roughing them up. Bird's out of control. Fastball comes inside. Corner for a strike. By the way, Jake, it looks like we have almost like a dragonfly infestation right behind home plate.
There's a bunch of
swarming
them
the net
around.
Maybe Robbie the Redbird can go eat some. Be productive. 1-2 pitch. Oh, accidental tapper back to the mound. And it's a lob throw to first in time to get Friedrich. Checked his swing, tried to, but put it in play right back to Ernesto.
Still one more out to go in this inning, but we've seen kind of the two sides of Mercedes through the first two innings. Really, a couple of walks, wild pitches, although the wild pitch ended up being an out for the Mets. And now this inning, two quick groundouts for him.
He can blow it by people. He can get weak contact. He can also, like you mentioned, throw it to the backstop or walk somebody, balk him over. Never know quite what you're going to get. Maybe one of the more entertaining pitchers the Mets have had in recent years. Just oozes talent. Pitches low for a ball on Pino. Low slider. Pino, this is his first at-bat of the series. Hitting 250 with a home run and two driven in. And he pops this one up high on the infield. Foul territory. Jose Hernandez searching for it, and he overran it. Missed it on the warning track. It'll be a foul strike.
Well, he got a late jump on that one. Wasn't quite sure where it was. And then by the time he turned around and ran over there, was late in locating it and had to try to reach back over his head to grab it. Just couldn't do it.
Pino gets a reprieve. Mercedes with the swarm of dragonflies right around home plate. They're getting closer. The 1-2 pitch, splitter low.
You got Pino in the on, or excuse me, Joe Bird in the on deck circle. You can imagine he's enjoying all the dragonflies.
2-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Struck him out. Slider. Second strikeout for Mercedes. He tosses a 1-2-3 second inning, hopefully settling in. Go to the third in Jupiter. Palm Beach leads St. Lucie 1-0. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Now that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
Third inning, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Third inning of the third game. Back to the top of the lineup for the Mets, Barrow, Baez, and Cuevas against Savakul, who's pitched well. Looking for a good start after a rocky beginning to May. And he throws ball one to Barrow and flew out the first pitch of the game to deep center field. And now he grounds one back to Savakul. He'll run it halfway to first. Flip for out number one. Barrow retired for the second time. And that will bring up Jesus Baez, who flew out to the back of the warning track in left field in the first inning. This game looking a lot like the first two games of the series. Pitchers in a groove early. Baez, a fly ball, deep left field, and that one's gone. Bye-bye, baseball. He left no doubt this time. What a way to extend the hit streak to 16 games. Line drive, home run to left, ties the game at one. It's his fifth home run of the season.
Baez said he wasn't missing it twice. Just crushed that ball. Had to watch it a little bit before he left the batter's box. Fantastic job by Jesus, making that a 16-game hitting streak, which, by the way, Adam, now puts him tied for top 10 all-time in St. Lucie Mets history.
Only five away from the record set by Alan Dina in 99 and T.J. Rivera in 2012. Instant offense from Baez. That's his fifth of the year and his second here. Also hit one against Jupiter back in April. Similar spot. Pitch low to Cuevas. I think that close to having a two-home run game. You're right. It was not going to be denied this time. Exit velocity, 100.7 miles an hour. 25-degree launch angle, 373 feet. Pitch to Cuevas looked low, but ABS had it as a strike. 2-1. Changeup fades away. Going to have to start having a conversation about Jesus Baez here. He's not that far off from what Nick Morabito was doing, starting to dominate the league.
The 16-game hitting streak now should be batting over 300 with that hit here today. Five home runs. He's been really impressive. He's been solid defensively as well.
Average officially now, that home run is up to 295. Came in with an 800 OPS. That's going to tick up. 460 slugging. That'll be up. 340 on base will be up. 9 doubles, a triple, 5 homers, 19 driven in the top 10 in a lot of categories in the league, top 5 in several others. I mean, he leads the league in total bases, second in hits, now alone in second home runs. This ball is grounded sharply off the glove of Richardson. He can't slide and stop it into right field. Cuevas is on base. And now we'll see if that was a hit or an error. It should be a hit. That's got to be it.
A hard hit ball. That's a tough play to make. And it bounced all the way into almost right field.
Woo! Sweet Lou called that an error. Yikes. That's not an error. That's a hit. That looked like a hit to me. I mean, Richardson was really running to his left. Pitches inside for a ball.
Running that way, and then he tried to had to make a slide and kind of stab at the ball, which I wouldn't call that routine.
Throw to first. Cuevas back to the base.
The good news for Cuevas, though, is error or hit, you're still standing on first either way, so it is been getting on first safely.
Ground ball foul, 103 miles per hour exit velocity. That's a hit. That's not an error. But protocol states that nothing that can be done about it. A 1-1 pitch, ground ball sharply hit, foul by Hernandez. Scattered in the Mets bullpen. In 103-mile-per-hour ground ball off the bat to an infielder trying to race to it to its left. I mean, it's a hit. Pickoff play, safe.
We've talked about two, Adam. Usually when those hits are coming in at 100 miles an hour or more, it's usually a good sign for it to be a hit.
A 1-2 pitch coming, and that's fouled off. That one caught a piece of the mask of the catcher. No Atkinson being beat up today. Game tied at 1, one out. Mets have a runner on first in Cuevas. Cam Jones walking that ball out to the mound, giving Atkinson time to shake it off. One-two pitch. High swing and miss from Hernandez, and he chased above his head. Two down, and now Houck.
Houck, one of the better prospects in the Mets system, just hasn't been able to get it going as of late. Would love to see him try and break out of this slump. He's had a couple of hits.
Oh, they have Cuevas in a rundown. He took the crow hop, and they timed it up perfectly. Richardson's going to throw to Savakul, tags him back at first base for the out. Oh, that crow hop move dooms the Mets again, like it has so many other times this year on the bases. It just doesn't work. It's a 1-1 game thanks to the Baez home run. He's on fire, folks. Unbelievable. We'll go to the home third. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most. Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
Bottom of the third. Jake, we were discussing that pickoff play in the between innings. You said that you saw a video of why teams are doing this. This giant crow hop, the secondary lead, as the pitcher basically is coming set, getting ready to deliver.
Yeah, apparently it's a strategy to try and time up the pitcher. And if you're able to do it right, you can get this huge jump and basically a free stolen base. But, of course, the problem being that if you do it and you're not stealing or the pitcher steps off at the right time, you're in no man's land.
I think it's worked against the Mets way more times than it's helped. I don't think Cuevas was stealing there either. Yeah, that's what the minor leagues are for. You work on these things. Start doing that at the major league level and it costs you games, then there's going to be a giant firestorm.
Then there's a real problem.
Yes.
If you're going to make your mistakes, definitely want to do it at the lowest level.
Braden Jobert at the plate. Mercedes has him in a 1-2 count. Misses inside with the fastball at 95. Ernesto starting to get to that 95-96 velocity routinely now with the four-seamer. He's retired five in a row. Two-two pitch, sails wide at 96, full count. Jobert hitting eighth today in the series, 0-3, a couple of strikeouts. Time called. We have a pitch clock violation. Yep, on Mercedes. That'll be an automatic ball four.
It's one of the ones that can prove to be very costly, especially on the leadoff hitter. So a free leadoff walk now for Palm Beach.
And he's been dinged with a few timer violations, too. And Jose Hernandez catching doesn't catch very much. We've seen Ronald, who catches the bulk of the games, save pitchers by running out for mound visits. Next pitch is flowing high into left field, tracing back is Vivasencio. He's going to make the catch. Trey Richardson is retired. One pitch, one out in that at-bat.
And there's the kind of back and forth from Mercedes in those two at-bats. He had the pitch clock violation that leads to a walk, and then one pitch on an easy flyout.
Back to the top in Trey Page. A fairly successful first time through the order for Mercedes. Some things he'd want back in there. And also some good pitching and a good break as he gets a foul tip. One run, one hit batter, one walk, one balk, one pitch clock violation, one ball to the backstop that resulted in an out. Breaking ball outside, throw to second, skips in, not in time. Stolen base for Jobert. Jose Hernandez threw that one, and its landing spot was about a foot behind the mound. Didn't have much of a chance to get out there to Barrow. And Jobert in a scoring position with one out. It's 1-1 on Page. Pitches up for ball two.
think Hernandez tried to rush that throw a little bit on the stolen base attempt, which is what it caused it to skip and end up so low.
2-1 on Page, who skies it into shallow center. Barrow calling for it. The Mets shortstop backpedals and makes the catch. That retires Page for the second out of the inning. Good range by Barrow. Antonio was closing. Mascara nearby. Joubert stays at second base.
It's exactly the kind of out you want in that situation. Holds the runner at second. Doesn't advance him, so he's 90 feet away from taking the lead back in this game. And now just one out away from ending the inning.
John Frank Salazar is the batter. First pitch, good breaking ball. Oh, apparently not. Too high. Good pitch, better take. A frisbee-type slider. Mercedes hasn't given up a hit since Trey Page started the game with the infield single. That's a good breaking ball. Again, he can be, I don't say untouchable, but teams have not really squared him up. And when he's on point, which he can be for short bursts, can be really good about stringing it all together. 1-1 pitch high and in. Two balls and a strike. Salazar plunked in the first, balked up to second, goes to third on the ground out. Thrown out at home, trying to score on the ball to the backstop. Took a good ricochet for the Mets. Fastball laid right in at 94. Now Mercedes a strike away from getting out of this inning with the game tied. Two-two pitch, breaking ball, check swing. Did he go? No. Slider down and away. It's been an effective pitch tonight. Full count.
Well, certainly a good pitch. Puts it in a spot where you want it, way out of the zone where Salazar's not going to be able to get to it. And he almost got him to chase it, but just held up to avoid the strikeout.
Mercedes leans in. Plenty of time on the pitch clock for this full count pitch. Fastball inside, ball four. Lost him. And Salazar takes his base. First and second now. Two walks in the inning. And Villarreal at the plate. And Jordan Krause, the Mets pitching coach, will head out for a mound visit. Ground ball to score a run in the top of the bottom of the first for Palm Beach. Baez ties the game in the third with the home run. That's what we would like to escape this inning with that tie intact. Fans, a reminder that as this series continues on, that means we're just getting closer to being back home. It's been a long time since the Mets have played the game at Clover Park. Got to go back to May 5th. Our next one will be on Tuesday the 21st, starting a six-game series against the Clearwater Threshers. All those games back on Bally Live for free, MILB TV, MLB TV, if you have subscriptions. Tune in. Mound visit over. Villarreal at the plate, struck out swinging in the first. Mercedes delivers. Foul ball. By the way, some special game times next week. Clearwater on Tuesday, 6:05. Wednesday, 11:10 a.m. Mark your calendars. You don't want to miss a minute. You never know what will happen. 0-1 pitch, a weak grounder foul on a good slider.
Not only exciting to be back home, but some exciting events happening at Clover Park that week as well. So should be a good time.
Silver Sluggers night, of course. The Education Day game on the morning of Wednesday. Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night Saturday. Maybe some fireworks if it'll ever rain again. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss on a high fastball. Mercedes ramps it up to 95. Strikes out Villarreal for the second time. And pitches around the two walks No runs, no hits, no errors, two stranded for Palm Beach. We head to the fourth. It's a 1-1 ball game. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stluciemets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgating 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
Fourth inning, 1-1 game. Jake Ricker is going to have to play-by-play for the next three innings.
Thank you, Adam. Tied 1-1 here. Mets looking to try and take the lead. First pitch is fouled off by Colin Houck. Houck, of course, struck out looking back in the second. He's got 9 RBIs on the season, batting 157. Check swing, and that's in there for a called strike. So it's 0-2 to Houck. The 0-2 from Savakul. And that one's too high, and it's 1-2. Set for the 1-2 pitch. And a line drive, and that's going to be snagged at third by Salazar. And it's a line out on Houck. Well, Houck also can't catch a break. He's trying to break out of that slump. Does a nice job there of lining that one down the third base side. But Salazar leaps up and makes the grab. So it'll be a Sterling Mercado at the plate for the Mets now with one away. First pitch in the dirt, and it's 1-0. Cotto struck out in the second inning. And he lines this one into right field, and that one is going to be caught at the warning track. So two great line drives by the Mets that are both outs. That was Jobert out in right field that made that catch just over the top of his head at the warning track. Two away now for St. Lucie. And it's Kevin Vivalencio. And that single back in the second inning. First pitch swing and a miss. Batting 286 with 4 RBIs on the season. Set for the 0-1. This one fouled off out of the ballpark. And it'll be 0-2. Savakul settled in. Gave up that home run to Baez last inning, but other than that, has been good for Palm Beach. 0-2 pitch, too high, and it's ball one. Hey, The 1-2. That's two outside. 1-0 fights his way back now. Evens up the count at 2-2. Mets have been good with two outs and extending innings. But a swing and a miss here, and that'll do it for the fourth. Mets go down 1-2-3, and we are still tied at one after 3-4.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at StLucyMets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
Back now at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Mets and the Cardinals tied at one apiece. Mercedes back out on the mound for the Mets, looking to try and hold this game all tied up. Mercedes 50 pitches so far, only giving up the one run. He's settled in ever since that first inning. He's had a couple of walks mixed in, but has done a nice job at making sure there's been no other threats for Palm Beach. In fact, they have not had a hit since the one by Page in the first inning on the first batter of the game. It's going to be Chase Atkinson to lead things off for the Cardinals. Atkinson was a ground out victim in the first. First pitch is in there for a called strike. And it's 0-1 to Atkinson. Atkinson will step out here. An early timeout, which is normally something we don't see, usually coming with two strikes. Ground ball. This one's going to be fielded on the hop, but can't hold on to it, is Barrow. And that's going to be an infield. Might be called an error, and Palm Beach has a base runner. That's going to bring up Jose Cordova. And it's going to be called an infield single. Well, it was a tough play for Barrow, who had to come charging in and tried to, on a one-hand, stab it. And couldn't get the glove on it. First pitch is a called strike here to Cordova. So Atkinson on first with nobody out in this 1-1 game. Swing and a miss there, and it's 0-2 now. One to one here in the bottom of the fourth. The 0-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Nice job by Mercedes. Quickly getting Cordova out on strikes. And now there's one away here in the bottom of the fourth. So it'll be Ross Friedrich now for Palm Beach. 0 for 1 was a ground out in the second. First pitch grounded. That one's fielded by Mosquera. He'll go to second, and it's not in time. And off the glove of Barrow. And It's going to be runners on first and second with one away.
Yeah, Mascara tried to get the lead runner. You understand that. But he had an easy, easy out at first base. Could have taken that. Instead, he tried to get fancy, and it was not a good throw. It was low and barrow, and you're having a runner bear down on you. You're trying to pick it out of the dirt. That's tough. So that'll just be a fielder's choice error. Throwing error.
Bobby Pino at the plate for Palm Beach, looking to try and get their lead back. First pitch from Mercedes. In the dirt, gets away to the backstop, and this will advance both of the runners.
And it'll be a wild pitch all the way. Official first one for Mercedes. So that's back-to-back plays, really. A bad decision by Mascara and an error, and then the wild pitch. So instead of two outs and maybe runner on third, looking at one out, second and third. The good news for the Mets is Mercedes, they haven't lined him up. And two infield hits, that's it.
Swing and a miss there, and it's one and one now to Pino.
He's got to trust his stuff and, more importantly, get it over the plate.
Especially with runners in scoring position, do not want to throw one away and give Palm Beach a run. High fly ball. This one is going to be well out of play. No play there for anybody, so it'll be one and two.
There we go. Two strikes. Definitely hunting a strikeout. Do not spike it. Do not throw it to the backstop. Find a way. Get it to Jose, the catcher.
Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss for a strike three. He got him. Great job by Mercedes on the slider. Put it out of the zone. And now two away here in the bottom of the fourth.
That slider low and away has been his best pitch today. And again, it hit the mitt. He might have been smothered in the dirt or close to it. But that's the pitch right there. That slider low and away. It's been devastating.
Braden Joubert now. With two away and runners on third and second. Bear drew a walk and then stole a base. First pitch is high for a ball back in the third inning. Got a cowbell going here in Roger Dean. A 1-0. This one's chopped foul, so the count moves to 1-1. Mercedes trying to pick up a huge out and keep this game tied. Is 1-1. Swing and a miss there for strike two. So 2-1 now to Joubert. 1-2, excuse me. Satan's one strike away from ending this inning and preventing any damage. That one hit foul. So the count remains at 1-2. And again, the task remains the same for Mercedes. Just hit this one over the plate. Do not want to throw it to the backstop and let Palm Beach take the lead. Now a timeout as home plate umpire had to grab a towel. He's good to go, so we'll get reset. Runners on third and second. 1-2 count with two outs. Pitch on the way. And this one hit high into left field underneath it. And it will be caught for the final out is Luis Valencio. And Mercedes gets out of the inning nicely. And we are still tied at one through four innings.
Catch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Now let's get back to the action.
Back now, this game tied at one. St. Lucie looking to try and end their 11-game losing streak. So far, the only run scored by the Mets was thanks to a home run from Jesus Baez. He's got this game tied at one, and now here in the top of the fifth, the Mets will be looking to try and take a lead. And leading it off for the Mets will be Donovan Antonia. Antonia had a rough start to the season, but he's started to get the bats going a little bit. 102 now is his average on the year. Savakul back out there for another inning of work. First pitch is in there for a called strike. Both teams scoring one run, but it's been a pitcher's duel the rest of the way. The pitch was too low, and it's in the dirt, and it's 1-1. Savakul kicks and deals. And a swing and a miss there for strike two. Antonia hasn't played in too many games this year. And he swings and misses on a pitch low and away. And that'll be a strikeout for the first out of the inning. So now it'll be Diego Mosquera up to the plate, struck out swinging back in the second. Mosquera, not necessarily known for his hitting, has been great defensively overall for the Mets. First pitch swinging, and it's a 0-1 count. Mosquera batting 193 on the season, 9 RBIs. Savakul's pitch. That's too low, and it's 1-1. One one count in the top of the fifth with the Mets tied up at one apiece. This one chopped, and it's going to be fair. Called foul. Salazar had that one over at third base, but it just landed foul, so Mosquera will come back and do it again.
Yeah, this game's shaping up to be a lot like the first two games where with low scoring, I think it was 1-0 Mets middle of the fifth yesterday. It was 1-0 Palm Beach middle of the fifth on Tuesday. And right now 1-1, and we are in the top of the fifth.
Pitch on the way, and a swing and a foul ball again. So Mosquera's fighting to stay alive in this 1-2 count. Austin Barrow on deck. See if the Mets can't try and get something going here and take the lead. Savakul's pitch. Lined foul. This one down towards the Palm Beach dugout. Do it again in the sixth pitch of the at-bat. Mosquera's done a nice job at fouling these pitches off. This one's too low, and he takes hit for a ball, and the count is evened up at 2-2. four-seamer fastball for Sevacool. Just couldn't find the zone. And now a line drive, ground ball right back up the middle. This one fielded and thrown to first in time for the out. Richardson makes the play, and there's two away in the top of the fifth. Boston Barrow now at the plate. Batting .265 with 13 RBIs. He's been great ever since coming up for the Florida Compex League. Pitches outside and it's ball one. Of course, Barrow known, as we've talked about a couple of times on this broadcast, for his great eye and ability to fight off pitches, working himself into full counts multiple times. Pitch on the way and a high fly ball into right field. But camping under this one is Yobert, and he's got it for the third and final out of the inning. So the Mets go down 1-2-3. We are still tied at one after the top of the fifth.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
We welcome you back. Jake Ricker, Adam McDonald here. The Palm Beach Cardinals taking on the St. Lucie Mets. We're tied at one as we get set for the bottom of the fifth. It'll be again Ernesto Mercedes back to the mound.
Yeah, he's held the Cardinals to 0-for-6, runners in scoring position. And the only two hits he's allowed, both little infield singles. They have not squared him up tonight.
Here's Trey Richardson at the plate. First pitch swinging, it's fouled off, and it's 0-1. So far with this game, Mercedes' ERA now dipped to 3.96. He's been good today. Had a little bit of a hiccup there in the first inning, but other than that, solid. The 0-1 from Mercedes. That one's inside, and it's 1-1. Nearly hit Richardson. Four-seam fastball got away from him.
Meanwhile, looks like Sevacool might be done for the night. Might be. There is a lefty throwing in the bullpen for the Cardinals.
1-1. And that one just misses for a ball. It's 2-1. And you're going to get no help from the ABS system. It's pretty black and white. That pitch is in there for a called strike, and the count's evened up back at 2-2. The 2-2 from Mercedes. This one's fouled back, and it's going to remain a 2-2 count. Fans were excited. They thought that one was going to get over the net, but it just stayed in. The 2-2 pitch. That one's too high, and it's a full count now. Mercedes trying to avoid the leadoff walk. Those leadoff walks can be so dangerous, giving the free pass to the runners, especially in a 1-1 game. The payoff pitch. That one fouled off, and we'll do it again. See, he's at 72 pitches now. Trying to work through the bottom of the fifth. 3-2. He struck him out. And Mercedes gets the first out of the inning. On a nice strikeout to Richardson.
High fastball. That also has worked for him tonight, along with that low and away slider. 6 strikeout, and that's a really good sign for a pitcher who only throws 57% strikes to repeatedly throw a strike in a full count, not give in with a walk.
First pitch to Trey Page is hit out into left field. Vivalencio tracking it, and he's got it for the second out of the inning.
Yeah, Vivalencio, an infielder by trade, but starting to play the outfield more often here in St. Lucie. Got a nice read on that. A lot of outfield ground to cover here at Roger Dean Stadium when you throw in all the foul territory. He did a nice job.
Another one pitch at bat for Mercedes. Always nice for a pitcher to get those quick outs. Now face Gianfranco Salazar.
Yeah, especially nice to get that first pitch out after a lengthy battle with Richardson. Evens it out.
First pitch was too far outside, and it's 1-0. Mercedes will deal. And that one's outside again, 2-0. Step back on the mound. This one grounded back towards Mercedes, falling down as he makes the throw, and it is going to be in time for the final out of the inning. Oh, what a nice play by Mercedes. Had to run over to get that one. Fell off his feet, but made the throw, and Cuevas held on to it to get the inning over. So still a 1-1 game, and we are now through 5 innings.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast, and new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
We welcome you back now here to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Jay Bricker, Adam McDonald with you. Mets looking to break the 1-1 tie here in the top of the sixth inning. First pitch is a ball. This to Jesus Baez, who has the only run for the Mets today on the solo shot back in the third inning.
And the near home run in the first inning fell about 3 to 4 feet short. Now Savakul gets to face him for a third time. He's being very cautious.
This pitch again away, and it's 3-0 now to Baez, who's put himself in a very favorable hitter's count.
They got the lefty Cuevas on deck. This might be the final batter for Savakul.
3-0 is outside, and it's ball four. So Baez draws a four-pitch walk, and the Mets have the leadoff hitter on.
Yeah, none of those pitches very close to the strike zone. Last one, the closest, but not enticing enough. And sure enough, with the lefty reliever warming up, they'll make a pitching change as Gary Kendall is coming out to face the lefty Cuevas. So interesting that you didn't want the lefty to face Baez, of course, the righty, but you really didn't want Savakul to face him either. So they basically might as well just walked him, and they did.
Now the Mets will have a leadoff runner on. We'll take a quick break when we come back. New pitcher for the Palm Beach.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stlucimets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Back now here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, Eshawn Henderson on the mound for the Palm Beach Cardinals. The pitch is outside, and it's now 2-0 to Cuevas at the plate. 1-1, excuse me. 2.45 ERA with 18 and one-thirds innings pitched, 26 strikeouts for Henderson. 1-1 is swung on and missed for strike two, and it's 2-1.
Yeah, slow curveball at 73. That's going to be a tough pitch for any lefty tonight.
Here's the 1-2 to Cuevas. Swing and a miss there for strike three. And there is the first out of the inning.
Yeah, that was all set up by that curveball. Swing was way after the ball in the mitt. Sped him up with that. Slowed him out the curveball, sped him up with the fastball. It's good pitching against a hot hitter.
Now it's going to be Jose Hernandez at the plate for the Mets. 0-for-2 so far today. First pitch is fouled off for a strike. Hernandez flew out and struck out in his last two plate appearances. The 0-1 fouled straight back, and it's 0-2. Baez stands on first base. Was the leadoff walk in this inning. Looks like there's some action in the St. Lucie bullpen, so Mercedes Day could be coming to a close here. And a pickoff check on Baez, but he's back in standing.
Mercedes at 77 pitches, right around his sweet spot. That's Saul Garcia warming up.
I'll have to see if Mercedes comes out for a batter or two, or if it'll be Garcia to start the bottom of the sixth. Line drive, and that's going to be a foul ball.
It was foul. Baez just now realizing as he rounds third. It was foul. The third baseman, Salazar, dove for it and missed it. But it definitely landed to the left of the line. It would have been interesting if Salazar had made contact. How close would that have been to a fair ball?
This certainly was close and unfortunate for the Mets because Baez, as you mentioned, Adam, was rounding third, probably would have scored a run. But it's going to be an 0-2 count again with Baez back on first and one away in the top of the sixth in this 1-1 game. Anderson's 0-2 inside, and it's 1-2. It's been a pitcher's duel so far. Both these teams trading runs. That next run could be a big one for either of these teams. And a check on Baez, who again is back in standing. One, two is too high, and the count evens up at 2-2. So we'll go for the sixth pitch of this at-bat. Hernandez trying to find his way on. At the very least, move over Jesus Baez. 2-2. Line drive, left field, but that's going to be foul.
He's close twice, just a hair ahead.
If he can straighten that one out, it's a perfect spot where Baez can at least get to third. But he'll have to do it again in a 2-2 count. Pitch on the way, and that's outside, and the count runs full. So a nice job by Hernandez to work himself into a 3-2 count.
And with one out, this is usually a time a base runner at first goes, but Baez isn't really a base stealer, and he got the pitcher Henderson looking right at him, a lefty. I'd say this is maybe a 30% chance run.
Payoff pitch, he's going to go, and that's inside, throw to second. Not in time, and it won't matter on the walk.
That was a close pitch. That was a really nice at-bat from Hernandez. Fell behind 0-2. Came awfully close to a couple of doubles. Just couldn't keep it fair. And he ends up rallying and getting on base anyways. Now, how could, not the same time of game yesterday, but fairly close. Get a bat with the chance to get a hit and break a tie. Yesterday it was a scoreless tie in the fourth. Now it's a 1-1 game in the sixth. Gio Carrera, though, is going to have a mound visit with Henderson first.
And you got runners on first and second with only one away. Big chance here for the Mets to try and break through and take a lead. Jesus Baez, too, seemed to slide into second a little awkwardly. Looks like he's okay, just needs some water.
I think if that was a called strike, he would have been safe, though. He got a great jump.
Certainly looked like he was going to be there.
But now the Mets, you know, unless there's a double play ball, either Houck or Mercado going to have a shot to get a hit and break this tie, since there's only one out in the inning.
Meeting on the mound is over. Houck steps back into the batter's box, and we are set to go. One away here in the top of the sixth in a 1-1 game. First pitch is a called strike to Houck. Houck 0 for 2 for today. Struck out in the second, and in that line out in the fourth on a well-caught ball by Salazar.
A
big swing and a miss there. And Hauk's down 0-2.
Yeah, I really like that mound visit by Gio Carrera after that long battle. I think Henderson needed to take a deep breath. They bought him close to a minute.
Here's his 0-2 to Hauk. Check swing, did he go? It's a called strike three anyway, so Hauk is down on strikes. And now two away here in the top of the sixth.
Yeah, Henderson definitely looked refreshed after that mound visit with those three straight strikes right where he wanted to put him. And now he gets the benefit of the lefty-lefty matchup.
It's going to be a Sterling Mercado. He's also 0-2 for today with a strikeout and a lineout. First pitch is high for ball one. Of course, Mercado's lineout in the fourth came on a nice catch by Yobero down in right field on the warning track.
Yeah, it was hit 103 miles per hour. It's a tough luck out.
See if he can do it again, but this time keep it away from the outfielders. This one's fouled back, and it's a 1-1 count now to Mercado. Fans cheering as that ball came back off to the top of the roof. They caught it on the rebound.
Yeah, they tend to do that. Got a Sal Garcia ball loose from the bullpen.
Time was called. Ball gets back and we're set to go. Here's the 1-1. It's outside for a ball. This is one thing the Mets have done well this inning is these long at-bats. Trying to keep Henderson off of his game. The 2-1. Outside, and it's ball three. Now Henderson in jeopardy of loading the bases. So Mercado has worked himself into a favorable 3-1 count.
Does not want to walk a lefty to face to righty. Mercado should be looking for a pitch to hit right here.
3-1 driven high in the infield. And that one's going to be caught for the final out. So the Mets cannot take advantage. And they go down. Still a 1-1 game as we are through the top of the sixth.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack, all for low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop. I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Back now, Jake Ricker, Adam McDonald with you in a 1-1 game here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. As we get set to start the bottom of the sixth, it's going to be Miguel Villarreal.
That's a new pitcher.
New pitcher, it's going to be Saul Garcia on the mound for the Mets. First pitch in there for a called strike. Garcia, 4.32 ERA on the season. 8 1/3 innings pitch, 12 strikeouts. Pitch is too far outside, and the count will move to 1-1.
The best start of the season for Mercedes. 5 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts, 77 pitches.
Line drive into right field. That's going to get down for a base hit. And it's a leadoff hit here for the Cardinals.
Palm Beach's first hit to the outfield. The other two were infield dribblers. Mercedes had that wacky first inning where he gave up an infield hit, hit a batter, balked, threw one to the backstop. That bounced back for the out at home plate. But after that, it was more routine.
Showing bunt, but it's in there for a called strike is Adkinson.
That was much more routine pitching innings 2 through 5 for Mercedes.
Anytime he can hold Hattina just one run, it's a solid outing. Garcia will look to try and continue that now. And a throw back to first. Not in time. Hernandez with a quick snap throw to try and get Villarreal. Adkinson steps out here as he calls a timeout, steps back in. And Garcia comes set. The 0-2. It's outside for a ball, and it'll move to 1-2. Hernandez took a look over at first, but held on to the ball. Check over on first. And he is back in safely. Garcia comes set. Runner goes. Pitches outside and gets away all the way to the backstop. So it's going to be an easy stolen base for Villarreal. Now that'll have a runner in scoring position with nobody out. A big chance for the Cardinals. Meanwhile, it's a 2-2 count to Adkinson. And we talked about the pass balls with Mercedes and one there for Garcia, but a swing and a miss for strike three as he gets Adkinson for the first out of the inning. Now it's going to be Jose Cordoba 0 for 2 so far today. Facing Garcia for the first time. First pitch is outside and it's ball one. And now Hernandez heads out to the mound for a quick discussion with Garcia.
Going back to Villarreal taking second base, it looked like he was running on the pitch, so he's going to get credited with a stolen base as opposed to a wild pitch, but obviously no chance for Hernandez to get him out at second once that ball zoomed by him to the backstop.
Meeting is over on the mound as Hernandez heads back to the plate. Get set. Count 1-0 to Cordoba. 1-1 game here in the bottom of the sixth. Runner on second for Palm Beach with one away. Swing and a miss there, and it's a 1-1 count. Two-mile-an-hour sinker there from Garcia. Nice pitch. Here's the pitch, and it's outside for a ball. And the count moves to 1-2. Slider gets too far away. Villarreal out there on second took a big jump, was almost halfway to third, and then decided to go back. Keep an eye on him. Pickoff attempt to second. Tag applied, but not in time.
Note on that strikeout of Atkinson. That became the Mets' 400th strikeout of the season as a team.
How about that? Mets pitching continuing to dominate when it comes to strikeouts. It's been their bread and butter all season long. And another swing and a miss there for strike two.
They've actually been caught. They were in a tie with the Visalia Rawhide, California League, single A team out west. Also at 393 coming into the night.
It's a 2-2 count now to Cordoba. Garcia deals, runner goes. Swing and a miss for strike three. Throw to third is going to be not in time. But Garcia does pick up the strikeout. And there's now two away in the bottom of the sixth.
That was a big-time jump by Villarreal. It would have been a shock if he didn't go the way he was dancing around. I think Saul, he had to be close to stepping off and trying another pickoff throw, but he committed home and gets the out.
Now it's going to be Ross Friedrich. Pitches in there for a called strike. Friedrich had the single on the fielder's choice back in the fourth inning.
Now it's crunch time. Two outs. Go ahead, run 90 feet away.
Pitch on the way. This one grounded, fielded by Mosquera on the hop throw to first. Is going to be in time for the final out of the inning. So the Mets end the threat there, and we are still tied at one through six innings here on the St. Lucie Mets broadcast.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker back with you from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Jake, thank you for your services with the play-by-play middle three innings, which featured no runs scored. Game remains tied 1-1. Kevin Villavicencio, Donovan Antonia, Diego Mosquera will bat for the Mets. Swing and a miss on the first pitch from Eshawn Henderson. Villavicencio in an 0-1 count. We're in the seventh. It's a toss-up. Feels very familiar. Pitch is up and in. Last 11 games, many close ones, all won by the opponent of the Mets. It's tonight the night they can make a play or two to flip the script. 1-1 pitch is outside. Villavicencio was single in the second, a strikeout in the fourth. Mets stuck on two hits. Palm Beach just three. Each team has an error. 2-1 pitch is lined out of play. That'll even the count. Two balls and two strikes. Henderson last inning came in, walked a batter, but got a strikeout and a pop out. Strand two. Two pitch. Line the other way. Base hit. A one hopper through the infield dirt. And Vivasencio's got a two hit game. 66% of the Mets hits tonight. And he is the go ahead run at first base. Final line for Savakul, Palm Beach starter. Five innings, two hits, a run, three walks, six strikeouts. 81 pitches, 50 strikes. I wonder if Antonio wouldn't think about dropping down a bunt here. He's been a light hitter all season. Now he swings away and foul tip strike one, an eye-high fastball.
It certainly doesn't feel like a bad idea as you're getting closer to the top of the lineup, especially in a 1-1 game where it's been a pitcher's duel.
One more run either way might do it. Fastball missed inside. Mets in this 11-game losing streak have lost 5 one-run games. Snake bit. 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. Fastball right down the pipe. Strike two.
One of these has to go the next way, right,
Adam? You would think, Jake. You would think. We've thought that a lot, though, in the last 2 weeks. Mets haven't won in exactly 2 weeks. That 9-2 coasting victory over Jupiter at home. Starting the next night, the Mets have lost every game since, only saved by a couple of off days. Henderson's 1-2 pitch is high. Two balls, two strikes.
Nice job by Antonio to work his way back into this count. At the very least here, your goal is to try to advance the runner.
2-2 pitch. Call third strike on the outside corner. Antonio with the word for the umpire, who immediately points to his earpiece and said, hey, that's what they're telling me. He strikes out for the second time. Mets have now struck out 9 times tonight. Cardinals have struck out 8 times. Now Mosquera, who's grounded out and struck out. Vivasencio stays on first. Henderson looks right at him, throws home for strike one. Mosquera lifts the arms, but to no avail.
Can't fool the ABS system.
You cannot. Sometimes I think the ABS system fools itself. With that, strike three looked legit. 0-1 pitch, breaking ball down and in at 75, sweeping curveball. Vivasencio hasn't tried to run this at-bat. Tougher with that lefty eyeballing him. Twitching, though, and they'll check in and he'll walk back in. He's safe. Vivasencio, one stolen base, two times caught. Mets not the best base-running team. They've stolen 48. They've been caught stealing 20 times. Pitch comes home, and it's a blooper foul to the stands. That'll wake him up down there. Light crowd tonight. I think it's Thirsty Thursday here at the Dean.
The Mets lost one of their best runners on the base path to Nick Morabito when he got called up. Had a good game yesterday, by the way, with Brooklyn at the plate. Just had a couple stolen bases in there as well.
1-2 pitch. Vivasencio is running. Swing and a miss. Throw to second is high. So we have strike three and a stolen base as Mosquera goes down. I don't know if he was just trying to save Vivasencio with that swing. He definitely expanded the zone. Vivasencio picks up his second steal. And Boston Barrow has a two-out RBI opportunity here. 0-for-3 from the top spot today, but RBIs have been really his specialty since coming over from the complex side. First pitch, he will take a fast strike at 92. Barrow in 13 games has driven in exactly 13 runs. One per game. And he make it 14-14. Henderson, the 1-0-1. Ground ball, base hit, right field. Villavicencio is getting waved in. Jobert's throw to the plate. Slide, he's safe, and the Mets have the lead. Boston Barrow delivers the clutch two-out RBI hit in the seventh inning to put the Mets up 2-1. Just out of the reach of the second baseman, Richardson. Not a bad effort by Jobert, but against a fast runner on contact, that was a tall task.
14 RBIs in 14 games, but that might be the biggest one as it has the chance to try and help the Mets end this 11-game losing streak. Really nice job by Boston Barrow driving that one into the outfield and getting the run home.
Jesus Baez at the plate. Henderson's first pitch to him is a ball inside. Well, maybe Baez can jump on Henderson here as there has to be a letdown from the Palm Beach side. Not close to getting out of the inning after back-to-back strikeouts. Fastball high. Well, you give credit to Villavicencio for the base hit in the right field. Sharp single. Then used his wheels to get to second. And then his wheels again to score on a fairly close play at the plate. There was never a tag applied. He dove headfirst into the home plate as the catcher, Atkinson, was fielding the ball. And now Atkinson will go out and have a visit with Henderson on the mound. Mets down 1-0 after one. Tied it in the third. Now break the tie in the seventh. Still ways to go in this game, though. Henderson now back to work. Throws one up high. It's 3-0. And, boy, Baez has not seen a strike since his home run. 7 straight balls.
Shows how good of a hitter he can be as these pitchers not wanting to pitch to him.
3-0. He will take a 4-pitch walk. Too high. Getting the old Michael Conforto treatment from years back. Conforto went on a tear for St. Lucie, and pitcher said, no, we're not dealing with this guy anymore. Eventually, they promoted Michael Conforto just so he could see good pitching again.
You know, it's not no bias would want to swing the bat. It's not the way you want to get on base necessarily, but it's still a huge opportunity for the Mets, moving a runner into scoring position to try and add on some insurance runs.
Cuevas, looking for the 6-game hitting streak, is at the plate. Takes one high. We thought he had a hit, 103-mile-per-hour ground ball back in the third. It was called an error as it ticked off Richardson's glove at second. 0-for-3. This is the first batter that Henderson faced. He struck him out. Henderson the 1-0. Fastball laid right in. Belt high for strike one. 2-1 Mets, two outs, two runners on in the top half of the seventh. Henderson set. The 1-1 pitch. Tails outside for ball two. It's been a long inning for Henderson. There's nobody warming in the Palm Beach bullpen. No one in the Mets bullpen either. Saul Garcia will return to pitch with the lead in the home seventh when we get there. 2-1. High ball three.
A nice job by Cuevas right now to lay off these pitches. If he's not going to throw you a strike, don't let him get any freebies.
Well, he should expect a good pitch to hit here. 3-1 with first and second. The pitch swung on and missed. The fastball dead red. Just couldn't hit it. Full count. Now Barrow on second. Baez on first will be on the move. Anderson coming set for the payoff. There go the runners. Fastball outside, ball four. That will load the bases. Back-to-back two-out walks. And now, just like yesterday in the seventh inning, Mets batting with a one-run lead and the bases loaded, a chance to break it open. They couldn't do it with nobody out yesterday. Can they do it with two outs today? And Hernandez at the dish. First, another mound visit as Gio Carrera will head out to have a word with Henderson. It worked out last time. Around the Florida State League tonight, Daytona and Clearwater playing a doubleheader. Daytona won the first game 8-5. There is no score at the bottom of the fifth in game two. Jupiter and Dunedin tied at 4 in the eighth over in Dunedin. Series tied 1-1. Fort Myers and Lakeland tied at 2 in the bottom of the eighth. Series tied 1-1. Bradenton, after seeing its 11-game winning streak snapped yesterday, leading 3-1 in the top of the ninth at Tampa. We got good games all over the place. Two-run margin right there for Bradenton. Biggest lead right now in the league. Mound visit is over. Hernandez will dig in. Jose tonight, fly out, strike out, and a walk. Chance for a game-breaking opportunity here. Henderson, first pitch. Breaking ball down and in, ball one. Quietly, the Mets have drawn 6 walks tonight. Trying to make the Cardinals pay for those. So far, the walks have not factored in. 1-0, inside, ball two. Mets scoring the tie-breaking run in this inning on a couple of hits. There's action now in Palm Beach's bullpen. Henderson tiring. Throws the 2-0. Oh, check swing. Down low. Did he go? He did on appeal. Mets dugout not happy. Well, it should not have come to that. Pitch was not close. Hernandez apparently didn't hold up. Mets were not happy with a few check swings on Tuesday. This one draws their ire. So instead of 3-0, it's 2-1, and time is called. A ball is loose from the Cardinals' bullpen. It's a big pitch. That's a big call.
It's certainly close, but as you mentioned, Adam, you don't want it to come to that in the first place. Pitch, well, low.
Ground ball right to the shortstop. He shuffles to second, inning over. Villarreal to Richardson, and the inning is over. Mets leave him loaded, but not before scoring the tie-breaking run. Boston Barrow's two-out RBI single does the trick. 2-1 St. Lucie. We've reached the seventh inning stretch at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most. Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
2-1 Mets. Sal Garcia will pitch the bottom of the seventh. He's now the Mets pitcher of record. Stranded. They go ahead run at third base last inning. Ground out. Now he pitches with the lead facing Pino, Jobert, and Richardson, the bottom of the order. Pino in his first game this week, 0-for-2, two strikeouts. Fans in a tizzy here as the first pitch is outside. Softy ball is being thrown out of the press box. Everybody's screaming wanting a softy ball. One-oh pitch is high, 92. Two balls, no strikes.
Well, things aren't going to get any easier for the Mets to try and break out of this slump. Only a one-run game. They do have the lead here, so trying to hold on to it. They're going to have to be efficient.
It is a familiar spot as this pitch misses outside. The last thing Sal Garcia wants to do upon taking the lead for the first time tonight is walk the leadoff man. It's always a no-no late in the game. These are tough things to overcome. He's got some work to do, falling behind 3-0. And he threw it too high. And he danced all around the strike zone, but couldn't get the fastball in there. Four straight misfires, and Pino, late hitting outfielder, down to first as the tying run, which brings up Jobert. Has walked and flown out.
There's your oh-so-dangerous leadoff walk. Have to try and work quickly now for a double play ball, try to get something low.
Fastball, or rather like a, some kind of off-speed pitch. Maybe a changeup, 87 outside. I've seen that frisbee-type slider this inning. Five straight misses. A 1-0, swing and a miss. Tailing fastball. Last inning, Sal worked around a leadoff single. This time, a leadoff walk. One slider ripped into right field. The base hit. Pino going to third base. The throw will be cut off by Mosquera. A sharp single for Jobert has set up the Cardinals with first and third and nobody out.
And the Cardinals coming out swinging here, and that ball was put in just about the perfect place in right field. It was a long run for Mercado. And now that tying run 90 feet away.
Well, at this stage for the Mets, what's the play here? Looks like in at the corners, back in the middle, hoping for a double play. They'd surrender the lead for that. Almost right now, it's more about that runner on first as Trey Richardson bats. He takes a fastball high. And it'd be wonderful for the Mets if they could get out of this inning with it still being 2-1, but that is a big ask. Runner at third, no outs. Right now, they have to make sure that Jobert on first is the one who doesn't come around to score. 1-0. It's just off the plate. Well, he's been just out of the strike zone, and when he was in it, one of two times, it was a crushed ball to right field. That's turning into a difficult inning for Garcia. 2-0 pitch is cut on and foul tip. Best pitch of the inning. Elevated fastball. Richardson has flown out and struck out. Garcia dangling the arm, coming set for a 2-1. Pitch clock winding down. He gets it off. Fastball right there at the knees for a strike. Fans grumbling, unaware of the ABS. And the two best pitches of the inning back-to-back here. Strikeout would be huge. 2-2 pitch. High fastball, and it's flown into right field. pretty deep in foul territory, and it's going to reach the stands. Mercado trying to navigate that Palm Beach bullpen safely into the seats.
Ball gets well fouled. It does prevent that run from coming home. That would have been deep enough to more than likely tag and tie this game up. See if Garcia can get back to those two pitches he had in the strike zone.
The 2-2 runner runs, and it's fouled away. Runner runs. Yeah, Jobert tried to go to second.
Runner runs.
One of the runners. Trail runner. The Mets have really, Garcia, almost think he forgot about him, or at least was not paying attention. He is being held on by Cuevas. And time called by Richardson. Looks like he's got something in his eyes.
That run on first, it's a big one, not only because it is potentially the leading run, but you're also hoping for that potential double play ball.
Garcia ready for a 2-2. Runner goes again, pitches high. Fake throw from Hernandez. Stolen base for Jobert.
Well, now that's an interesting play there, because you wonder if Palm Beach would have thought about trying to steal home if Hernandez tried to throw to second. Of course, he would love that out, but maybe it's better off.
It's a full count. Mets infield is in now. Breaking ball is high for ball four. Two walks and a single in the inning. And this is a familiar sight. Mets taking a lead late. Was a balk called?
I think a balk was called.
Balk was called. Balk called, not ball four. Pino scores. The game is tied. Jobert goes to third as the go-ahead run. He would have rather had the walk.
No question about it. Leaves the double play intact. You're still up by a run, and now the potential leading run.
3-2 pitch. It's fisted on the infield. Diving catch by Mosquera. Just off the back of the mound. Richardson is out. Jobert has to hold. What a weird pop-up that was. A little floater over the mound. Garcia jumping over his head, but Mosquera, who's playing in, has to dive for it, and he makes the catch.
Mosquera, kind of known for his defense, made a great play. And luckily he was playing in, so he could get to that ball quickly. Big out.
Back to the top and Trey Page. If that ball lands and is bouncing into the glove of Mosquera, he's not getting an out at first. The runner would have held at third, Jobert. It'd be first and third, no outs. Instead, runner at third, one down. Check swing by Page on appeal. He did not go. Ball and a strike. The Mets infield stays in. We got a lot going on here. Game is tied. Go ahead, run at third base. One out. After the balk and pop out. A 1-1 pitch. Page takes up high. Page today, an infield hit to start the night at the plate for Palm Beach. They did not get their next hit until the leadoff man in the fourth. Each team with two runs. Each team with four hits. Both teams with one error. It's dead even. 3-1 pitch coming to Page, and he swings through the fastball. Full count. Huge swing pitch coming here in this ball game. Garcia set the 3-2. Struck him out with the fastball. Oh, is that two?
Two strikes.
No. I apologize to the listeners out there.
Got excited.
Well, it's 3-2. Now we're going to have the big pitch right after Page called the timeout. Well, I'm going to need Sal Garcia to bail me out here.
Are you just looking into the future?
That's the hope, at least. 3-2 from Garcia. Struck him out on the inside corner. A call, third strike. Thank you, Saul. Save the broadcast booth. So two outs. This inning turning. But now, the top hitter in the series for Palm Beach, John Frank Salazar, will bat. Mets infield backs up. Salazar 0 for 1 today, hit by pitching a walk in there. Slider away, ball one. So Garcia balks in the tying run and the go-ahead run to third. But then gets a pop out and a brilliant catch and a strikeout. And a chance to escape with just the tie. Salazar takes a strike on the corner. And those pitches that were just out of the zone to start this inning are now slightly in the zone. One-one, fastball, strike two. A shake of the head from Salazar. What's with all the questioning of these hitters tonight with the ABS strike zone? It's the computer. It's the ABS zone. You know it by now. Both guys on both sides. No arguments to be made. It's 1-2. Garcia a strike away from getting out of this mess. A 1-2 pitch, high. Fastball at 93, tried to gas it up.
One strike away from ending this inning, and even though you did give up the run, I will gladly take it. At least give your offense a chance to get that lead back.
2-2 pitch, high for ball three. Mets do have, looks like Miguel Alfonseca warming up in their bullpen quickly. It's been a long inning for Garcia. Some high stress pitches. 3-2 coming. Salazar takes ball four high. Motions to his dugout to get going. And he walks for the second time. It's the second time in three games Salazar has been walker hit three times in the game. Garcia, not happy, spikes the rosin bag off the top of the mound. Jose Hernandez will make a slow walk out before Villarreal hits the entire infield. Coming in. Well, if this is a tactic to buy some time for Alfonseca or not. Jordan Kraus, the pitching coach, Yukari De La Cruz, the manager, remain in the dugout for the moment. Villarreal will hit the singles against Garcia to start last inning. So every batter has now faced Saul. De La Cruz on the top step, looks down into the bullpen a couple of times. I think we're getting a pitching change here. We are. Yuki heading out. We'll just buy Miguel Alfonseca as much time as he could. I'm not going to let Villarreal face Garcia again after he singled against him the first time. We'll take a break. Pitching change. When we come back, two outs. Go ahead, run on third base for the Cardinals.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stluciemets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
An ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's Tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
Miguel Alfonseca trying to get out of this jam. Started with the walk, then a single. Stolen base. It was second and third. No outs. A balk. Tied the game. Put the go-ahead run on third. With a pop out in the infield and a strikeout. Have the Mets on the verge of getting out of it. And Salazar drew a walk to continue the inning. So at the corners with two down. The batter is Villarroel. One for three with the single. Last inning. Juan Fonseca, no margin for error here. Can't afford to throw one to the backstop or in the dirt. Looking for that last out. Get this game to the eighth, tied at two. First pitch. Throws it just off the plate. Outside, ball one, fastball at 93.
It's a good first pitch, just a little bit outside and not offering at it.
1-0 pitch. Popped up foul. That one out of play over the roof. Looks like Villarroel in some maybe discomfort. He is. Gonna restrap the batting gloves and grimacing as he enters the box. If he caught that one on the hands or not, but. He'll wait for the 1-1. High for ball two. Jobert, they go ahead and run on third base. Walking down the line. Pitch comes home, and it's a fly ball deep into left center field. Long run for Antonia, and it's past him, and it gets down. One run is in. Here comes Salazar. He will score. And it is 4-2 Cardinals as Villarreal sends one into left center field gap, splitting Villavicencio and Antonia. The Cardinals have scored three runs here in the seventh, the two most recent ones with two outs. It's a similar scene for the St. Lucie Mets. A late tire lead gone.
That pitch was high, and Villarreal just took advantage of it. Drove it right in between both Antonia and Villavicencio and put it in the perfect spot to drive in two runs, and the Mets find themselves now down two.
Chase Atkinson next. And he takes the ball inside. So Alfonseca gives up the inherited runners. He gave up three inherited runners in his last game in Bradenton. So Yukari De La Cruz making the pitching change. Did not work out in the Mets' favor. A 1-0 pitch outside. No, the shame of it is, after Page struck out looking, this inning really tilted in the favor of the Mets. And all the momentum back. Then Salazar worked the walk, fired up his dugout on the way to first, and that apparently worked. Outside, ball three.
And now that momentum feels like it starts to shift back in favor of Palm Beach. The Mets will try to have to find a way to grab it back again. But running out of time.
And Mets scoring two runs through seven innings. Need to find at least two in their final two at-bats. 3-0 pitch. No good. Four-pitch walk. And yeah, the walks really had not been an issue all year, but they've started to crop up lately. That's the third one this inning. And Jordan Krause will head out to the mound. And really the killer, of course, the leadoff walk. You know, the Mets had just taken the lead, got the big hit to take the lead. You really cannot afford to walk the next batter to start the inning. You just can't do it. Can't do it. Cannot give up that free base runner right out the gate. But the bigger walk was the one to Salazar when he got to two outs and we're on the verge of getting out of the inning.
You said it before, Adam. One way you can get a team back into a game is by giving them walks. That's what the Mets have done in this inning.
Yeah, they had only walked two through the first six innings. They did not walk anybody yesterday. Three in this inning. The worst possible time. Two of the walks have scored. And a couple of them keep the inning going, including that one to Atkinson. Cordoba will bat now, first and second, two outs. First pitch slider lines it into left, sinking fast. Villavicencio slams on the brakes, picks it up. Here comes the throw to the plate, not in time. Runner goes to third, no play there. Cordoba with an RBI base hit brings home Villarreal to make it 5-2. And Atkinson waiting for that ball to go home before traveling second to third. And the wheels are coming off the bus here in Jupiter for the Mets as Palm Beach has put up four in the seventh inning to take a three-run lead.
There is the possibility of a play happening at third, but Hernandez had to block the throw, just couldn't quite pick it up in time. And wasn't able to pick up that last out of the inning.
Pitch fouled away by Friedrich, ninth man of the inning to bat. Sal Garcia charged with the first three runs of this inning. Al Fonseca tasked with getting one out. Has still not produced that out and given up now a run of his own. His first run this year. Pitches a ball low to Friedrich. It's 0 for 3. Fonseca waiting a long time steps off to avoid the pitch clock violation. This inning really dragging. Three walks, three hits, four runs. And now an actual pickoff throw, and he threw it away. Error. It's going to bring in another run. Cordoba's going to run up to second base. Now, not only the wheels falling off, but the bus is gliding down the street on its axles, sparks flying everywhere. Errant pickoff throw brings home Atkinson. And the Mets have lost control this inning.
Not the time for a pickoff attempt. You got two outs in the inning. Try and focus on that batter. Get that last out and stop the bleeding, but...
A 1-1 pitch. Too high. Two balls and a strike. That pitch nowhere. That throw nowhere close to Cuevas. Actually surprised Cordoba didn't end up at third, given all the foul ground that ball traveled into. 2-1 pitch swung on and missed. By Friedrich. Two balls, two strikes. And what a wild swing of emotions in the last 20 minutes as the Mets take a lead. Then looks like they were going to fall behind. Then it looked like they were going to get out of it tied. Now they're way behind. 2-2 pitch. A fly ball deep right field, absolutely demolished by Friedrich for a home run. A two-run shot, moonshot. Makes it a seven-run inning and an 8-2 lead for the Cardinals.
That one crushed deep right field. He got all of that one. And things just unraveling as quickly as possible for the Mets. Coming into this inning, thinking they've got a one-run lead, try and work with it, maybe at least get out of it tied. But now it's an 8-2 game.
Six of the seven runs coming with two outs. Man who started it all, Pino, part-time player with a walk, a four-pitch walk, is back up. Pitches a ball high, trying to get some Statcast numbers on the Friedrich home run. Now it lost, they lost sight of the distance, but that had to be a 400-footer. That was a tank. This ball fouled away. Exit velocity 106.1, 27 degree launch angle. The long home runs here usually see by the right-handed hitters out to left center. This one way out to right center. Came on a slider, center cut. Strike at the knees, and it's one and two on Pino. One-two pitch, slider swung on, strike three, inning over, but far too late. Mets enter this home seventh inning with the lead. They were poised to get out of it tied. They get out of it down six. Seven-run inning, most runs they've given up in a single inning this season. It's 8-2 after seven. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at StLucieMets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
Mets have a lot of work to do if they want to avoid a 12-game losing streak, which would be the second longest in franchise history, and an 11-game road losing streak, which would tie the record. They are down by six. Colin Houck, Starling Mercado, Kevin Vivasensi will hit. New pitcher Henry Gomez. Eshawn Henderson gave up the tie, now stands to get the win. First pitch from Gomez is a ball inside. Gomez, 22 years old from Venezuela. It's a foul ball. This is his 10th appearance. He's 1-1 with a 1.93 ERA. All nine appearances prior to this. Out of the bullpen. Pitched in 22 relief appearances last year for Palm Beach. That was second full season here in Jupiter. Out today 0 for 3. Waits on this 1-1 pitch. A strike at the knees, one and two.
Down 8-2. Of course, you'd love to try and come back in this one, but at the very least, this is where you start to try and take the small wins and hope that you can carry it over into tomorrow.
Pitch is high for a ball. The Mets have overcome a six-run deficit before this season. That was in Bradenton last week on a Friday night, but they had a lot more game to work with. Houck takes a called third strike on the corner. Third time he struck out tonight. All three looking not in agreement with the ABS strike zone. Some of these are just two strikes, too close to take. Have to protect. Swing late, foul it off. Eleventh strikeout for the Cardinals pitching staff tonight. This ball is socked deep into center field by Mercado, chasing back Cordoba. He has it. He made the catch. Over the shoulder grab, lost his cap, kicked up dirt on the warning track. Mercado robbed for the second time tonight. It was a deep out to right field, but Jobert took it away. It's a loud 0 for 4. Kevin Villavicencio is at the plate. Two hits tonight. One of the bright spots for the Mets. That's half of their hit total. Scored the go-ahead run last inning. That did not last the rest of the inning. Here's strike one. A fastball at 96.
I think the Mets would love to get Cordoba out of the outfield. He's made multiple catches that have taken away hits.
Sharp ground ball to the shortstop, Villarreal. The throw to first is good, and Villavicencio is out. That is a lockdown inning for Gomez right after his offense posted a seventh spot. That's good pitching. We'll head to the home eighth, Palm Beach, looking for insurance. They have an 8-2 lead.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Now let's get back to the action.
Well, Jake, don't feel bad. You want to hear something from the Daytona-Clearwater game?
I would love to.
All right, so Daytona won the first game 8-5. They're going for the sweep in the second game. They throw a one-hitter, but Daytona throws a wild pitch to bring in the game's only run. And the Threshers beat the Tortugas 1-0.
Oh, no.
A wild pitch for the go-ahead run.
Just sharing a little bit of the tough luck with our neighbors to the north.
So a split there at BayCare Ballpark. By the way, BayCare Ballpark loved that place. One of the few Florida State League and Grapefruit League venues that hasn't been renovated. They don't need to. Threshers, summer home, Phillies, spring training site. Wonderful. Can't wait to go there. And we do. The last week of the season. You want to talk about some show-and-go broadcasts. Here's a pitch inside to Braden Jobert. Singled in the seventh and scored the go-ahead run to make it 3-2. It's now 8-2. Checks the swing foul. Alfonseca being asked to finish out this game for the Mets. Got the last out of the seventh. But not a timely out. Three hits and four runs later. Two inherited runs as well. Well, his ERA was at zero entering this game. It's now at 7.20. Pitch is outside, 2-1. Jobert takes it outside, 3-1. All the other games in the FSL coming to a close. Lakeland beat Fort Myers 3-2. Some high-scoring games out there until today. Bradenton did beat Tampa 3-1. Marauders stay hot, winners of 12 of 13. 3-1 pitch is high for ball four. It's becoming a walk-a-thon out there for the Mets pitchers. That's walk number six. Four in the last two innings.
Walks, as we mentioned on Tuesday, Adam, you know, the Mets lead single A in most, pretty much all double A, most of triple A in strikeouts, but those walks are starting to creep up on them, and they're getting to the point where they're going to lead the Florida State League in walks as well.
First pitch, a strike to Trey Richardson. That's why I can appreciate yesterday's performance so much by Cade Morris and even Zach Thornton outside of one pitch. 8 1/3 innings, no walks. 0-1 pitch is a pop-up by Richardson on the infield. Houck running in, makes the catch right in front of the mound. Richardson out on the pop-up, second straight inning. One out. Let's see, Jupiter Dunedin tied at 5 in the 10th inning. Jupiter needs to win that game, or else they're going to be just one game up on Palm Beach, assuming the Cardinals can close out a 6-run lead in the 9th. So, busy day in the Florida State League. Looks like everybody got away with the weather, which was shaky in Florida today. We survive another day with no rain and no tarp, no delay. 1-0 pitch, a swing and a miss, good pitch, a back foot slider on Page, and I think he did he clip Hernandez there with the follow through? Looks like he was saying something to either him or the umpire. Page 1-for-4 tonight. 1-1 pitch off Fonseca, throws it in there for strike two. Time called.
The Mets do have some action in that bullpen. I believe that is 62, Wilson Lopez.
Lopez, a short-term reliever. Off Fonseca can't get through this inning. Fastball just low. Looks like there's a wild one going on for the New York Mets tonight. Up 4-3 at Philadelphia. Led 2-0 early. Trailed 3-2 after 7. Took the 2. Scored twice in the 8th to lead. As this fastball misses. And that's up a run. Philadelphia batting with 1 out in the 8th. It's Adam Ottavino tying on a board. Fonseca's 3-2 pitch is a ground ball up the middle over the head of Mosquera. Terrible hop for Diego. It'll be a base hit for Page. Jobert winds up at third. Off the bat, looked like maybe a double play ball. And maybe at least one out. And then that high, hard hop goes into center. At the corners now.
Mosquera played that as good as he could have, but the ball just took a huge hop right over. He made the outstretched reach to try and get it, but it was just too high. And again, that's just nothing going right for the Mets.
Time called as Fonseca wants a new ball. Here it comes. Well, a tough day in the Mets organization so far. Triple-A Syracuse lost. Double-A Binghamton lost 3-0 to Bowie. Pitch is outside. Brooklyn lost game one of a doubleheader, 1-0 to Bowling Green. No scores. They just start the second game. St. Lucie's down by 6. The FCL Mets lost today 4-0. Let me just skip ahead to tomorrow. At least have the big team win tonight. A lot of pressure on those guys. Fastball, the strike. It's 1-1 on Salazar. Really, the Mets' minor league system has been on a great run outside of the St. Lucie Mets. I mean, ground ball out to second or short. Throw goes to second for one. Relay throw from Mosquera is good. That's a double play. Well turned by Barrow, Mosquera, and Cuevas. It's badly needed by Alfonseca. Gets through the inning unscathed. Mets will bat in the 9th, down by 6 when we come back.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Palm Beach looking to go up 3-0 in this series, and the Mets a 12th straight loss. Mets led 2-1 at the 7th inning stretch. They now are down 8-2. Palm Beach has posted a 7-run home 7th. Tied the game with no outs. Mets close to getting out of it down, or tied at 2. 6 runs scoring against Alfonseca with 2 outs. Spiraled this game for the Mets. Possibly out of reach, barring a major comeback. Here's a start as Antonio Lyons went into left field. Base hit. Pino over to get it. And Antonio will hold with a single. He's on for the second time tonight. Gomez on for the 9th. Going for the final 6 outs and a non-save opportunity. Diego Mosquera will come up.
Adam, the comebacks have to start somewhere. No better place to do that. With a nice single from Antonio.
Line drive out of play. Most runs scored in one inning for the Mets, 7. And it was here against Jupiter on April 13th. One pitch, a ground ball out to Richardson, goes to second for one, throw back to first, double play. Very nicely executed by Villarreal. Sliding across second, and now the Mets are an out away. Good start, the double play wipes out Antonia from the bases, and now it's up to Boston Barrow. All that stands in between the Mets and a 12-game losing streak. Mets also their largest margin of defeat this year, 5 runs. They're down by 6 as this pitch is a ball. And even if they lose this game by 6, they can say they led in the 7th. So maybe the final score not quite an indication of how competitive this game was through the first 6.5 innings. Barrow strokes this one into right field. He's got himself another base hit. Like you said, Jake, just try to find something here at the end to roll over into tomorrow.
Take those positives away. It's tough to come back two, obviously, with 2 outs. But the more confidence you can try and carry over, the better. Because it can be so tough in these games. It's so easy to get down on yourself after having a lead in the 7th inning and then 7th run inning for Palm Beach, of course.
Slider away, that's the 9th straight ball seen by Baez since he homered in the 3rd inning. You'd think he'd see something to hit here. The 6-run lead and 2 outs in the 9th. Not really going to pitch around him, are they? There's a strike. They're pitching in better, it looks like. With the home run in the 3rd inning to extend the hitting streak to 16 games. Walked the 2 times after that, 4 pitches each. 1-1, strike 2. And now the Cardinals a strike away. Gomez coming set. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Baez strikes out swinging and the game's over. The Palm Beach Cardinals score 7 in the bottom of the 7th to erase a 1-run deficit. And they win 8-2. They are 3-0 against the Mets so far in this series. And for the St. Lucie Mets, it is their largest margin of defeat on the season. It's not a one-run loss, but it kind of feels that way, given how they were poised to snap the 11-game losing streak after taking that 2-out lead in the 7th inning. But instead, the streak lives on. It is now 12 games, the second longest streak in franchise history. And the Mets have now lost 11 in a row on the road, which ties the record in franchise history. They're getting dangerously close to 14 in a row, which is the record overall set in 2019. Got to find a way to win the next couple of nights to avoid that. It was a tight game early. Palm Beach breaks it open late. 8-2, the final. Ernesto Mercedes pitched well. Nothing to show for it. Sal Garcia takes the loss. Henderson the win. The Mets will drop to 12-24 on the season. Palm Beach is now 21-15. And depending on the outcome of the Jupiter game tonight in extra innings, they will either be one game or two games out of first place. Matter of fact, Jupiter just lost. Palm Beach is one game back. Take a break, come back, and wrap it all up with the post-game show. The Cardinals 8-2 win over the Mets on this Thursday night in Jupiter.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast. And new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Roger D. and Chevrolet Stadium. Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker back with you high atop the action, second floor broadcasting booth. Marlins Spanish Radio, actually. We're not working for the Marlins. Mets aren't playing the Marlins. And we're not speaking in Spanish. But alas, here we are in this booth, which has not yielded many wins for the Mets this year. Mets now dropped to 2-7 at their southern home. They're home away from home this season. Mets lose today 8-2. Let's take a look at the scoring summary. It started in the first inning as Trey Page singled to lead it off for Palm Beach. He eventually made his way to third base on a hit-by-pitch balk and then scored on a ground out. Mercedes settled down after that pitch really well. Baez tied the game in the third with a long home run. That was his fifth of the season, extended his hitting streak to 16 games. I still say it's remarkable. You got a player on a 16-game hitting streak, and his team's on a 12-game losing streak. It was 1-1 for a long time as the pitchers dueled. Then in the seventh, Kevin Villavicencio led off with a single. A couple of strikeouts, but he stole second in there. And then he scored on Boston Barrow's two-out single. An eruption from the Mets fans here and the Mets dugout on the third base side, as the Mets had a 2-1 lead at the seventh inning stretch. But then it had started to come apart quickly. You knew something was afoot when Sal Garcia walked the first batter of the bottom of the seventh on four pitches. That never works out well. Next pitcher, Jobert, a clean single into right, sends Pino to third. Jobert then steals second. And then Sal Garcia balks in Pino to tie the game. And that sends Jobert to third as the go-ahead run. But then Sal gets a pop out on the infield and a strike out of Page. And it looks like the Mets are going to get out of it with the worst of the damage at just 2-2. But then Salazar works a walk. He looks in his dugout, fires the boys up. That removes Garcia from the game. In comes Alfonseca. And it all started to really crumble then as Villarreal hits a two-run double into the left center field gap to make it 4-2. Alfonseca walked the next batter. Then there was an RBI single, made it 5-2. 6-2. There was an errant pickoff throw in there. Made it 6-2. And then Friedrich unloads to cap the inning with a two-run homer, 8-2. Turns out 10 batters come to the plate in that inning. And again, 6 of those 7 runs scoring with 2 outs. Cardinals did a lot of their damage with 2 outs on Tuesday, and they did it again here on Thursday. Moving to the box score, starting with the line score. 2 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors for the Mets. 8 runs, 8 hits, 1 error for the Cardinals. Mets hitters in the game. Barrow goes 2 for 5. He's now hitting .288 on the year. Picked up his 14th RBI in his 14th game. Villavicencio went 2 for 4. He's on a good run, hitting .290 on the season. The Baez homer puts him 2nd in the league. He's now batting .293. He'll go for 17-game hitting streak tomorrow, assuming he's in the lineup. For Palm Beach, Page and Villarroel with the multi-hit games. And Friedrich hit his 2nd home run. Pitchers in the game, 3 for each. Mercedes, 5 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts, his best overall appearance of the year. Garcia takes the loss. He's 1-2. An inning and 2/3, 2 hits, 3 runs. He walked 2, struck out 3. Alfonseca, inning and 1/3, 4 hits, 4 runs, 2 walks, and a strikeout. Savakul for Palm Beach, 5 innings, 2 hits, a run, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts, a no decision. Henderson, the winner. He's now 3-1 on the year. 2 innings, 2 hits, a run, 3 walks, and 4 strikeouts. Gomez, 2 scoreless innings with a couple of hits, no walks, and 2 strikeouts to finish it off for the Cardinals. Ball game played in 2 hours and 47 minutes in front of 479 baseball-loving souls. Jake, I'll leave it to you for the last word.
It's been tough, Adam. You go down to the streak, a lot of one-run games. This one, a one-run game all the way up until the 7th, and it felt like the Mets were starting to turn some of that momentum. They were starting to get a couple calls in their favor, a couple good plays, and then everything kind of unraveled in the 7th. If you want to take the positive away, it was that this was, again, a one-run game all the way until the 7th inning. The pitching was playing very well. They had kept Palm Beach off of the bases, and the offense did what they needed to do, but just could not hold on all the way until the end. So, and again, as we mentioned in the pregame show, you have to take this one game at a time right now. I've put this one in the back of your mind and get set and refocus for your next game and try to end the streak.
Next game will be tomorrow. It'll be another 6:30 first pitch Friday night. Weather looks to be good. It'll be hot. Mets will try to end the losing streak at 12, and Palm Beach will be going for the series victory at the earliest possible time. Airtime on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network will be at 6:20. Well, folks, that'll do it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Jupiter, the Cardinals 8, the Mets 2. For Jake Ricker, I'm Adam McDonald. Thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your Thursday night. I hope all of you out there listening in Radioland have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.